The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M.
Hobart's Triple M, my little buddy. He's got a little smirk on his face.
Oh,
over there.
The day for me belongs to the man. Well, first start back. If you're a policeman or in emergency services, they do an amazing job.
Yes, they
but
do.
But at times they must be called to things where they just shake their head. People
say
call
what?
The cops.
You're calling the cops for that?
It's like people go to emergency sometimes and you think.
And they've got a sore toenail.
Yeah, come on. So this guy. Of all places, in Germany. He was in Germany. He called the cops. So, call the cops.
Okay, here we go. Hello, is this the cops?
Yes, this is the cops. What is the problem?
Sprechen Sie English?
He probably spoke like that. I'm pretty confident he did. And he then reported what was happening. And it's pretty, up to this point, it's pretty scary because he says, I am being followed by, and the cops are going, I am being chased by a baby squirrel. This is true. This is true. He was chased by a baby squirrel. and he felt threatened because he couldn't shake off the tiny rodent.
No. It just kept following him and following him following him. And this is because, well, it's because when baby squirrels lose their mothers.
You know a lot about squirrels.
I do. I don't
it's
know.
It's a special
lots about.
Subject. Squirrel grips.
When, 100%. When baby squirrels lose their mothers, they immediately try and find a replacement. So this guy was the first replacement that little baby squirrel.
He didn't want the responsibility, though.
Yeah, he didn't.
And this is how much of a problem this squirrel is. So the cops, call the cops.
What am I going to do? I'm going to call the cops. This is
well, I sent a patrol out.
The cops.
Let's get a patrol out. We'll go and arrest.
This
so
squirrel.
They got out there, and the little squirrel, he was asleep because he'd.
What about that? When they got there and they said, well, if he didn't tell them, if he just said, I'm being followed. Get here, stat, and they get out there and they said, okay, what is following you?
And there's a squirrel asleep. So then they tried to put the handcuffs on. He didn't have hands for a start. Where's his hands?
Tiny little paws.
They put it around his neck, took him back.
Well, they had to find a couple of bread ties.
They interrogated him, said, why are you following him? Didn't say a word. Kept
what is heady dung? What are you doing?
No, the poor little thing ended up in a squirrel haven.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Angry Birds.
With our Angry Birds, we haven't had her on for a very long time. She is Tasmanian Senator Lisa Singh. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Dave, and to your listeners.
And your old sparring partner in the Senate, Jackie Lambie, who wants to be back there again. Morning, Jack.
Good morning. Morning, Senator Singh.
Hi, Jackie. How are you going?
Did you guys catch up much when you're in Canberra?
Oh, yeah, we used to.
Yeah, she's just up the corridor from me, so.
Sounds like trouble to me.
It does sound like trouble.
Yeah, double trouble.
And someone who is trouble is our very own Alison Plath.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
I love that. I love that you are trouble. Okay, first question is, immigration levels in Australia are at an all-time high, and at the moment there's a lot of debate about whether they should be lowered. People are saying that we haven't got the infrastructure to cope with it, and we haven't got the economy that can sustain it. What do you think, Lisa?
Well, I think we've got to take a bit of a pause here, Dave. I mean, economic benefits of migration are really well documented. You know, migration has basically helped Australia become a wealthier nation and a fantastic multicultural nation. But the pressure that, should not be for governments to cheat by cutting migration, it should be on them to actually deliver services that are needed, that the infrastructure, housing, all the things that unfortunately both state and federal governments are walking away from. And that lies there, the problem.
Do you think, though, we're at 25 million now, and in 2.5 years they reckon we're at 26 million on the back of significant immigration. Is that growing too fast to be able to cope with infrastructure?
Well, the government's had its own kind of report going on into this. And I was having a look at that yesterday, and it said that migration remains lower today, in relative terms, than it was in the 1960s and 70s. So I don't think we're tracking too fast. I think the problem is our infrastructure and our housing and everything else, particularly in Tasmania, where we have had a bit of a surge, is not keeping pace with that.
John Howard's come out and said that he thinks that immigrants should be made to go to regional areas like Tasmania, smaller states, and made to stay there. Do you think that's reasonable?
Well, that's already happening a bit all over the country. I think there is a lot of benefit for regional areas to have.
But should they be made to stay in an regional area?
Well, you can't make. I mean, this kind of making people is a bit, you know, I mean, what's with that? I mean, you can incentivise and you can, you know, you can put kind of policy levers in place, but there's no point in sending new migrants to these areas if there's not the schools, the housing and the infrastructure there to cope with more people.
Yep.
And that's the problem here. Government's getting away with walking away from vital services that it should be delivering.
Lambo?
Yeah, look, as I said, it's not supposed to be $25 million for another 33 years, so I'm not sure how long that was done, but they're way off course. Nobody's done an inquiry to see whether or not over the next 10 to 15 years to work out the numbers, whether or not we have enough food security, energy security, job security, and food and water. So that's a bit of a problem. We also have 1.6 million people on working visas that come in over the last 12 months. And like Lisa said, the infrastructure is a problem. You can't send them all out to rural and regional areas. We're already struggling with jobs out here. They complain about our youth not working. Well, if our youth aren't working, let's put national service back on the table and let's discuss that for 1 or 2 years of national service. Yeah, absolutely. We're not doing them any favours by leaving them on welfare and not hitting this hard and fast. So we're always going to need migrants and we'll always need working people on working visas. But how many exactly do we need? And nobody wants to bring this up. This is a really important question, yet nobody wants to bring a send inquiry on all of this or anything else, any other related matter. They don't want to open this up and they don't want to discuss it. Why not? That's what I want to know.
Al?
Why is this in an inquiry?
Al?
Well, as we know, I think it came out yesterday in Tassie, our growth rate has tripled over the last 2 years. And, I mean, everything looks, points towards the fact that is just only going to increase exponentially because the secret's out, the Tassie secret's out, everyone wants to come here. But so we do, and I love so much that we're a multicultural nation, but we do need to make sure we're not causing chaos on our home shores with infrastructure, lacking infrastructure to accommodate for all of these people coming over here. I mean, I know I've lived in Hobart for 18 months and twice I've had to find accommodation and found it extremely difficult. And I sort of really feel for our young people, our 18 to 25 year olds who, I mean, you came with me to one inspection, Dave. There were probably about 35 people looking to rent this one apartment. And they're going to give it to people like me every day of the week over younger people. So that's who I really feel sorry for. I love the idea of incentivising people to go out to these regional areas. But as Lisa said, they must have the facilities and help that these new people need assistance for. But finally, what I will say is, as a mother of four, if I'm living in another country and I'm either living in fear or it's not ideal to raise a family, I would love to think that another country would open their arms to me and welcome me and my children in. I think we lose sight of that sometimes, that the conditions that a lot of these people coming over here live in.
I think you're right, but the anger is brewing. The anger is brewing. I've got aged pensioners out there who can't afford, because of what's going on with the energy crisis, can't afford food, can't afford to turn the heating on, and asking why these people are getting resettled or getting everything chucked at them while they're out there on their last legs. We've now got nearly two-thirds of aged pensioners living on or below the poverty line. Whatever happened to looking after? If we can't look after our own backyard first, how can we possibly take excess?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Angry Birds.
We've got to be careful who we're pointing the finger at here. We've got to be pointing the finger at government, because they're the ones that set the immigration rate, so it's up to government to invest in the infrastructure to cater for the population, and they're not, and that's the problem. So we can't blame the migrants. We've got to blame the government.
Yes,
doing their job.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Angry Birds. Angry Birds Part 1, Angry Birds Part 2 coming up.
The Dave Noonan Show with Our Plan.
Angry Birds.
Jackie Lambie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Lisa Singh, Senator. Good morning.
Good morning.
And a very own Alison Plath, star of stage and screen.
She even sung that. Good morning.
You should be in We Will Rock You.
Sing by name, sing by nature.
I'm going to see that tonight, my first ever musical. That's another story. Okay, Lambo, first question to you. I know you're very experienced in this field. We're talking about the things that you should know about your ex-partner, or your new partner, before you go to the next stage this morning. And Al was talking about...
Well, when we say the next stage, we mean sort of commit to a marriage or, or life partnership. So we're presuming that they've...
Yeah. And Al, Al had a friend who had had a number of relationships and ended up with a guy who had problems with the fact she'd had a number of relationships. So this is the question. Should it matter to your new partner how many relationships you've had in the past? How many
relationships
partners?
Slash partners slash afternoon delights.
What about morning delights?
Yeah, either. Morning, any delight. 24-hour delights.
Should it make any difference? Should it even... And I suppose,
what
should you be honest about
it? Poor Dave. I mean, I'm the queen bee of single women. I'm the ultimate, you know. I can't even get to first base, mate.
Do you think, would you
really
care?
Not going to be an issue.
Okay, you meet a guy and he says, oh, yeah, I've had 1,000 partners. What would that be a problem?
That's quite extreme.
Oh, God, I'd have to say, mate, you must be God in bed. Yes. God forbid.
How about you, Lisa? What do you reckon? Should it matter?
Well, if you're in love with someone, it shouldn't matter, should it? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? I mean, yeah, look, you know, I suppose being in Hobart and, reveal who your past partners were and you run into them in the street.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Look, yeah, I mean, yeah, surely, you know, your friend Al is, you know, it's about love and... They've got to accept, you know, the past, the present, the future.
Exactly.
What do you reckon, Al?
Well, look, I mean, you threw out the 1,000 number. I honestly don't think it would worry me in the slightest. For me, it's more important that they've treated them all with respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
they're doing
they weren't just, I mean, you know, when you're 18 and you're all drunk or whatever, you know, so long as the women walked away feeling okay about the situation. But I will say this. Now, if I'm hiring... Yeah, exactly, exactly. If I'm hiring for any job, I want to know that it's not their first time. Otherwise, it's like, well, I don't mind a bit of experience.
But you've got to start somewhere, Al.
Yeah, you do. You do. So,
start at the top, Al.
That's right. To all those 40-year-old virgins out there, never fear. There's someone out there for you.
Oh, I'm loving this. You know what I love most about this?
I'm good.
Lisa talking about running...
Send them to Jackie.
About how in Hobart you run into all your ex-partners.
Yes.
That's a part of life in Hobart. We love it. Thank you, Angry Birds.
Hey,
love your work,
you.
Girls.
Have a great day.
You too.
The Dave Noonan Show with Our Plan.
How much are we loving
this? You're puffed because you were
dancing. How dare you?
She was doing the dance because that's the dance that We Will Rock It.
How dare you?
How are you going to be tonight?
You're going to be a bit puffy after this.
For the new and improved Globe Hotel Bistro, bar meals from $12 and a new a la carte menu. Davey Street Hobart.
Now listen.
Triple M's $1,000 Hobart cash quiz.
Yeah. Unreal. Stop.
Yeah, shake your body. Mm. Come on, Dave.
Triple M's $1,000 Hobart cash quiz. For every correct answer, you win $10. Mm-hmm. Answer all correct, and you're taking home?
$1,000.
Now, there is a time constraint on this. What is it?
60 seconds.
Good morning, Therese.
Good morning.
Do you understand the rules?
I do.
It's groundbreaking.
Yes, it is. Now, Therese, I want you to know, darling, you can't pass on any questions.
Oh, okay.
Well, it works against you to pass. So if you're not sure, you're better. You've got 50-50 chance. You may as well just have a guess.
All right, okay.
The clock will start after I ask the first question.
After David Edward Noonan asks his first question, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hobart is situated closer to the equator than Paris.
True.
Tasmanian devils are extinct.
Oh.
The Taste of Tasmania is on every November.
Oh.
Customs House was completed in 1840.
True.
Cornelian Bay used to have sand.
True.
Lutana is an Aboriginal word for sun.
True.
Hobart's major newspaper is The Examiner.
Oh.
The Richmond Bridge was built in March of 1953.
Oh.
Tim Payne is from New South Wales.
Oh.
Glenorchy became a municipality in 1864.
Oh.
Ooh, you had plenty of time to spare too. 13 seconds to spare.
You absolutely nailed it. Very confident.
Are you ready to find out how many you got right?
I'm thinking I failed a few.
Do you? Well, I think you might have gone pretty well. Let's have a listen.
7. Correct.
Woo-hoo!
You won $70.
Wonderful. Thank you.
$70. I was actually getting so excited for you because I was keeping tally of how many.
You got the first 5 right, I think it was, wasn't it? Something
yes, she like, did. She got the first 5 right, and I was like starting to hold my breath. I was getting nervous.
Well, $1,000 would be. Wouldn't $1,000
so
be
welcome.
Great? Well, you've won $70 anyway. And
great.
And Lutana, well, that was one you got wrong. It's an Aboriginal word for moon.
Oh, you know, I knew it was an Aboriginal word, and I just assumed it would be,
You've got to have a guess, don't you? You did well. You never know.
You did extremely well. Therese, congratulations, and we'll be doing it again tomorrow. It's
all right.
What do you think of the new quiz?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, you know what? It puts pressure on us.
I know.
You should see the look.
I'm so much more nervous.
Because $1,000.
Well, I've got to keep track, too, of how many you got right. So I'm like, Anyway.
Well done. Hang on there.
All right, thanks.
Great work. That is all thanks to the Globe Hotel with bar meals from $12, a new a la carte menu. Visit the new and improved Globe Hotel Bistro in Davey Street for great value lunch and dinner Tuesday to Saturday.
The Dave Noonan Show.
With Al Platt.